The number of new college graduates who now claim to be totally independent financially is down 26% compared to 2011. That's according to a national poll from the PNC Financial Services Group. Mikhail Tashoma, an economist at PNC, calls this the failure to launch syndrome and that it can have long-term effects.
Exit can delay the decision to own a home. It also affects decisions to save for retirement.
According to Debbie Brown, an HR consultant, Atlanta's job market is slowly improving. But she also says there are a lot of people of all ages looking for work, and it's important to be flexible.
People want to know, can you do the job or can you be trained to do the job as maybe a new graduate? But also, are you likable? Are you going to fit in? Are you going to be easy to work with?
Ian Kramer sent out dozens of applications after getting his graduate degree from Miami University. But the one and only job offer he got was from a business in Douglasville, Georgia, which is where he works now.
Keep trying. Keep beating the bushes. You've worked hard for at least 4 years, and I would say apply everywhere. You got to start somewhere.
Sam Whited was studying mechanical engineering and physics at Georgia Tech, but when the right position came, he dropped out. As for whether he'll go back to get his degree?
You know, it's a possibility eventually, but I was offered a good job. I'm making enough money to pay off all of the loans, and I just really don't think it's worth it anymore.
Julia Fenner graduates from Kennesaw State next week, and she says she's excited about what the future may hold for her.
I really want it to be the right thing, and I don't want to get stuck in a 9-to-5 that I get really exhausted of quickly. So I am nervous about that happening.
According to the PNC survey, nearly 60% of millennials say they're not where they hope to be financially at this point in their lives. John Lawrence, WABE News.